Just over 10% of British adults is in an interracial relationship, and the number is rising. But as the fevered media reaction to the marriage between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle has shown, acceptance is far from a foregone conclusion. Tanika Smith and Alex Court are likewise a black American woman and a white British man who've got married. And in their audiobook, Mixed Up, Confessions of an Interracial Couple, they explore the reactions that they've received to their personal relationship. For a full interview with Alex and Tanika, download episode 196 of Read On from your preferred podcast provider. But to celebrate Mixed Up also being published in print this month, here are the books of Alex Court's life. Alex, was there a book that you read as a young man that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
Absolutely. My Family and Other Animals by Gerald Durrell was always around my house growing up with my siblings. And it's definitely a book which inspired me to really get into reading much, much more. I think I was about 8 or 9 when I first really read it. But the book is basically an account of Gerald Durrell's stay with his family on the Greek island of Corfu. And he was a 10-year-old boy at the time, and he's there with his mum and his two brothers and his sister. And there's this kind of joyful chaos, which he describes in the book, which is about family, relationships between all the siblings and the parent in this case. And it really is a very special read to me. I'm also one of 4 children. I have 2 brothers and 1 sister, and we're all very close, but also very different people. And I think this book, for me, really captures the fact that a book can be an adventure just in and of itself. So I just love it.
The next invasion consisted of 3 artists, Jonquil, Durant and Michael. Jonquil looked and sounded like a cockney owl with a fringe. Durant was lank and mournful and so nervous that he would almost jump out of his skin if you spoke to him suddenly. By contrast, Michael was a short, fat, somnambulistic little man who looked like a well-boiled prawn with a mop of dark, curly hair. These 3 had only one thing in common, and that was a desire to get some work done. Jonquil, on striding into the house for the first time, made this quite clear to a startled mother. "I didn't come here for no bleeding holiday," she said severely. "I came to get some work done, so I'm not interested in picnics and such, see?" "Oh, no, of course not," said Mother guiltily, as though she'd been planning vast banquets among the myrtle bushes for Jonquil's benefit.
Nigel Davenport narrating My Family and Other Animals by Gerald Durrell, which is available in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB library. And Alex, is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
Born a Crime by the South African comedian Trevor Noah is a book which actually I discovered fairly recently, but it's a book which made me laugh at times, it made me cry at times. It's just an incredible eye-opening education into both the history of South Africa and the history of racism and discrimination there. But it's also, I think, a very personal read and what it was like for him growing up. I think something else which is also especially incredible about this book is Trevor Noah is now a world famous comedian, and as he hosts The Daily Show on Comedy Central. But it's really inspiring to hear about his very humble beginnings, growing up in a place where just for him being a mixed race person was actually illegal. And another thing I really loved about listening to this book after having read it was that Trevor does all of the accents in such an incredible way, and it's just a fantastic book.
My grandmother treated me like I was white. My grandfather did too, only he was even more extreme. He'd call me Master. In the car, he insisted on driving me as if he were my chauffeur. Master must always sit in the back seat. I never challenged him on it. What was I going to say? "I believe your perception of race is flawed, grandfather." No, I was 5. I sat in the back. There were so many perks to being white in a black family. I can't even front. I was having a great time. My own family basically did what the American justice system does. I was given more lenient treatment than the black kids. Misbehavior that my cousins would have been punished for, I was given a warning and let off. And I was way naughtier than either of my cousins. It wasn't even close. If something got broken or someone was stealing Granny's cookies, it was me. I was trouble.
Trevor Noah narrating his memoir, Born a Crime, which is available commercially. And you can also find a talking book version narrated by a volunteer in the RNIB library. And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to recommend to the Read On listeners?
I'd like to recommend Homegoing by Ya Jiasi. It's a very shocking book, maybe the most shocking book I've read, but it was certainly an education, very eye-opening. It's basically about the massive repercussions of slavery. The book starts in West Africa, what is now Ghana, where we meet two half-sisters who are separated by circumstance. There's Effia, who marries James, who is the British governor in charge of Cape Coast Castle, and her sister, her half-sister Essie, is actually held captive in the dungeons below the castle. And this history, how it has affected generations across history, is really something which I think we should be aware of. We should challenge ourselves to try and understand. And this book actually really resonated with me, particularly because I had the chance to visit Cape Coast Castle in Ghana a few years back. And having stood in what was the prison cells, which were such awful conditions for so many people, was a real education for me. And this novel, even though it has such important messages and key themes, it's also embedded with a lot of hope. And you really get to learn about different characters who have different relationships in different parts of the world.
A fire raged through the woods just outside her father's compound. It moved quickly, tearing a path for days. It lived off the air. It slept in caves and hid in trees. It burned up and through, unconcerned with what wreckage it left behind, until it reached an Ashanti village. There it disappeared, becoming one with the night. Effia's father, Kobi Otra, left his first wife, Baba, with a new baby so that he might survey the damage to his yams, that most precious crop known far and wide to sustain families. Kobi had lost 7 yams, and he felt each loss as a blow to his own family.
Dominic Hoffman narrating Homegoing by Ya Jiasi, which is available commercially. Alex Court, thank you for sharing your joy of reading with the Read On listeners and for being a guest on the show.
Thank you very much, Red.
Mixed Up by Alex Court and Tanika Smith is out now in print and audio via Amazon and Audible.